Now, speaking of the political week, very interesting observation or very interesting speech made by MEP for Ireland South, Sean Kelly, in the Shannon this week. He was talking about Ireland's link to Europe. All MEPs spoke to Shannon Aaron about their work in Europe, where things stand now, Ireland's relationship with the European Union and our role in it. We were talking yesterday on the programme in relation to Thomas Byrne and the need for more staff to join up from an Irish point of view and get into key positions in the European Union. It's something that was referenced by Sean Kelly in his Shannon speech. He was talking about a number of different people who had reached high ranks and where's the next one of those going to come from. But he also spoke about the dangers of misinformation and disinformation and populist thinking and how it's infiltrating parts of the EU, particularly when it came to the recent Mercosur trade deal. We're going to play this. We'll be talking to John in a moment about it. Have a listen to what he had to say. Some very strong words on the dangers of political misinformation and populism affecting the way people think and vote and what we do as a European Union.
Our position in Europe and the perception of Ireland remains positive, but recent experience suggests it is something we need to work hard at. Part of this is ensuring the public receive factual and accurate updates on EU-level discussions and calling out misinformation and populism when we see it, whoever it might be that delivers the message. Let's take the recent discussions on Mercosur. We've heard all sorts of claims being made by commentators, farm groups and elected representatives about the Mercosur deal and the impact it will have on our beef sector. Farmers are perfectly entitled to voice concern about the potential market impact of gradually lowering the tariff on 99,000 tonnes of beef, which is 1.5% of production, a small burger per person in Europe. However, I am deeply unhappy at how this debate has continued to centre around the extremely misleading claim that we will be supposedly flooded with untested and unsafe beef that is pumped with hormones. Let us be very clear. All products entering the EU single market must match the same food standards the EU places on its domestic production. This is already the case for the 200,000 tonnes of beef that the EU imports from Mercosur countries today. There are checks at entry points and certification and inspection of exporters. The trade deal does not lower these standards in any way. In fact, it provides far more checks on goods than exist currently. The issue with Mercosur and beef is purely price and market share, and the relevant stakeholders should be honest about this. Will Mercosur cause a surge in imports that will severely impact beef prices for Irish farmers? Most unlikely. Independent analysis says it won't. And if we look at the CETA agreement, the result was the exact opposite. And regardless, just last week in Strasbourg, we finalised the safeguard regulation, which means that a 5% drop in the price of beef would lead to a suspension of the application of the relevant provisions in the agreement. We sometimes look at what went on a decade ago in Britain and assume that Ireland is immune from the sort of populism and misinformation we saw during the Brexit referendum campaign. This is a very dangerous assumption. And to be perfectly honest, some of what I've heard from certain stakeholders on the Mercosur deal wouldn't be out of place written on the side of a red double-decker bus driven by Nigel Farage. The consequences of Ireland becoming a Hungary or even a France at council level when it comes to trade discussions would be dire, and ironically so for a country that is dependent on open global trading environment as we are. We need to pay attention to the possible reputational damage that our position in Mercosur can bring at EU level. You will have read the comments of EU Commissioner Christopher Hansen, a good man, in the Business Post a couple of weeks ago. He considers our stance on the agreement to be, I quote, incoherent, not least given the enthusiasm with which we welcomed the conclusion of the EU-India agreement just a few days later and the nitrates delegation before Christmas. This reflects the feedback I have received from colleagues within the EPP group in the European Parliament too, that Ireland, historically perhaps the most pro-trade member of the European Union, would oppose the opportunity to enhance our trading opportunities with a market of almost 300 million people at a time when our biggest trading partner, the United States, attempts to tear down the global trading environment as we know it and put a regime of protectionist tariffs in place is frankly baffling to them. And also, of course, China's state-subsidised imports, exports to the European Union, which are undermining all our industries. European politics is all about alliances and being a reliable partner with like-minded member states and MEPs. I fear we have really put this to the test in recent months and we need to correct it.
There you go. That's a little bit of what Sean Kelly said today. Shannon, what do you make of that? Very strong words for critics of the Mercosur trade deal, saying some of the claims that were made were so overblown they would have been like the false claim of the NHS and all that would be saved in Brexit if it happened on the side of the big double-decker red bus that Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage were driving around England in 2015 and into 2016. What do you make of that? Get in touch with us on the programme saying Ireland is a very exposed country. We should be totally pro-trade and all these things, and our position at the moment is incoherent and causing us reputational damage at EU level.